Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark, and I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise, and it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But
okay.
I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, dokie. One second here, guys. We will get back on the air here.
This is a song about.
Okay, there we go. We're live. How you doing there, champ?
Oh, actually, this is Yahoo's manager, Andrew.
Okay.
Yahoo's going to be on in a couple of minutes,
okay.
But I'm just calling in as a representative.
Okay, awesome.
So how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How's everything going with the champ? You know, he's been doing, by the way, he's doing a lot of training lately.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, because he has a couple of card invitations for some big fights coming up. So he's been pretty much working out between 12 and 14 hours a day. So his day is pretty much jammed up with just staying fit. He has a saying that his saying is, don't get ready, stay ready.
Yeah, I can understand that as well. I mean, it got to be an exciting time for you as a manager to be able to see him get all these opportunities, especially considering the boxing seems to be going back into a relative golden era right now, where we're seeing a lot of, especially the heavier weights, we're seeing a lot of good competition.
Oh, yeah, the fights are getting a lot better. Also, you know, he's been getting a ton of different offers. You know, it's great, you know, it's more of a family-based thing, so it's just great to see like a family member like Duso, you know, just be able to move up so fast, to be honest, because he had a long amateur ranking, and if you look, he had over like almost 200 fights in total in the amateur rankings. So, you know, this is a long time coming for this, so I'm just proud of him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I mean, and this opportunity right now with the game as well, I mean, that's a big thing as well. I mean, how did you guys get hooked up with that situation?
Well, actually, Yahoo and I put our heads together a couple years ago, and we started working on, you know, a plan outside of boxing. And one of the first things was the game, and we both loved the concept, and, you know, we were able to make it happen. And we actually had it ready to release on app the beginning of this year. And just last year, we were introduced to the crypto space somewhere around summertime last year. And, you know, we ran into a couple of good developers and some tech people that we were already in network with, along with the app that that we had previously made. So we started blockchain, and blockchain is just a different technology. So since we already had an alpha, like a working example or a product that was already pretty much developed already, it was easy to carry it over to this space. So we plan to release it this summer, and we're all really excited about it.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting because I've been seeing fighters actually being supported by a lot of the crypto companies right now, and they have their own little barcodes and all that as well. I mean, it's a huge opportunity for them to even for the fans to invest in them by, you know, simply scanning a code and to be able to maybe even just, you know, give a little bit to their favorite fighters as well. I mean, is that something that you guys are looking at in terms of Yahoo's career?
Well, I mean, the game is just one of the many outside ventures of boxing. You know, as we tell people in boxing all the time, that we're doing a lot of stuff outside. So we're actually looking at him getting some TV appearances and actually a couple of big screen appearances. You know, we're just looking at different avenues. So the cryptocurrency was one way to go ahead and just, you know, create a revenue for Yahoo and funding a lot of things and ventures and other things that we plan to do in the near future. He also has an icy restaurant, Rita's Icy, that's going to be coming out this summer in his local area. So we have a ton of things coming up. It just so happened that the game was already done, so we were just starting off with the game.
I believe the champ's on with us. Are you there, Yahoo?
Yeah, yes, I am. Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's training been going for you?
You know what? Training is going good. I'm actually on my way there now.
Now, are you still training out of Baltimore?
Yeah, we move around. between Baltimore and the D.C. area. We pretty much move around to. It depends on what we're working on that day.
Well, it's great to hear. I mean, you know, it's been interesting to see, you know, kind of some of the boxers develop, especially in the cruiserweight and heavyweight divisions as of late. I mean, you know, how are you seeing the scene so far? I mean, obviously what your manager was saying, that you're going to be busy with fights pretty much for the next couple months. But how's it been for you to see the development of the divisions right now and see that there's more enthusiasm right now in terms of those divisions?
Actually, you know what? The cruiserweight and the heavyweight division is looking phenomenal now. For a long time, there was no real market value in the divisions because there was no American heavyweight star. So all the attention was going to the welterweight, where Floyd's division is. But as of late, you know, Anthony Joshua came out, then Deontay Wilder, then, you know, Big Baby Miller. And so now the cruiserweights and the heavyweights is the most, probably one of the most prestigious divisions in boxing right now.
Yeah, now, and also the fact that we were getting a lot more boxing coverage in terms of the major networks, ESPN, Showtime, HBO, are more off now to show a lot more more boxing. And even Fox Sports has actually kind of dived into it a little bit as well. I mean, you know, are you hoping to get a little bit more exposure in terms of television time over the next year?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm gonna be able to fluctuate. I'm gonna be able to fight cruiserweights and heavyweights. I can kind of fluctuate. So, so absolutely. So definitely within the next year or so, you know, you'll see more of Yahoo Black Row.
Yeah, I'm great. That's great to hear. And I mean, and it's great also because your manager was also saying that, you know, you guys are, you know, we're thinking about outside of boxing, because obviously there is a time limit in terms of what a fight career can do. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen over the next couple of years as well. So the first thing that was really big, obviously, is the reason why I have you on, is the idea of this game, Crypto Boxers and all that as well. Tell me a little bit about the game itself, and a little bit about how you came about, approaching this game.
Well, Crypto Boxers is a boxing game, and it's actually a game that you know, people can simulate the life of a boxer and earn money all at the same time. So no one's done it before, so we're the first to do it. We're the first to pioneer this. This idea and this concept. So it's going to be an excellent game, and I think the entire boxing community is going to gravitate towards it. What struck the idea is my manager Andrew and I. You know, the wheel is always turning with us. You know what I'm saying? So we're always thinking of you know, ideas and ways to expand and. The idea just struck, and we ran with it. So I think it's an excellent idea. I think it's very important that fighters or any athlete in contact sports period, whether it's fighters or football, whatever the case may be, definitely have to think about doing things outside the sport, because like you said, you never know, one injury can put you down. So yeah. So that's how the idea struck, and we think it's going to do well.
Yeah, you know, and Andrew was also mentioning the fact that you know, you have other ventures. You're thinking about opening up a restaurant as well. I mean, how is it for you to kind of invest in your community a little bit there in terms of this restaurant coming up?
Oh, it's great. I opened up Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's is a pretty big franchise on the East Coast, and they're expanding throughout the West Coast as well. And so it's something actually that's kind of dear to my heart, because my mother recently passed about 2 years ago. So this was my mother's favorite ice cream shop. And we used to sit around and talk about it like back in the day, we used to sit around and talk about it. I used to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to own one of these one day. And we used to sit around and, you know, daydream about it. And so now that it's actually here, it's kind of, you know, I'm happy that I had it, but it's also kind of a memorial to her.
I mean, that's great to be able to see, you know, to be able to make that dream a reality pretty much as well. You know, I mean, it's great to be able to hear that you're kind of doing this crypto boxer. Tell me a little bit about, you know, I mean, about the game. When's the game going to be available, and kind of the details in terms of when we could see some of the technology out and about. I believe the press release said this summer is when the big rollout's going to be, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking
to launch this summer. Hey, go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, we're looking to release summertime this year. I'm just going to play it by ear when the time is right. Pretty much, like I said, we already had the alpha done, so just changing over to a different technology doesn't really take, a whole amount of time like it usually would. So we're just going to pick our time and release it when the time's right.
Yeah. Now, when's the next fight, champ?
Actually, I just jumped on the card. I just locked it in today. Matter of fact, so I'll be looking probably to fight within the next week.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear, and I'm excited. It's going to be interesting to see what goes on with your career, especially like you said, where we're getting a lot more of the heavyweights on some of these televised cards and these pay-per-views. So I'm really interested to see how you do as well. Where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me at CryptoBoxers, and also you can follow me at Yahoo_RockBlackwell. That's on Instagram.
Yeah, and anything else, Andrew, that you can think of that we need to promote?
No, actually, like I said, just be on the lookout for Yahoo on your TV screen soon. We definitely have some things in the next couple of weeks. Just be on the lookout for them.
Okay, awesome, Andrew, and thanks for joining us as well. And you know, if you have any other boxers you want to promote, just let me know. And champ, thank you for taking some time out of your training and your busy schedule. Best of luck to you. I look forward to seeing you boxing on television.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us. I appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, Yahoo. And thank you. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, everybody, that was Andrew and Yahoo Blackwell, the cruiserweight and one of the big cruiserweight champions in boxing right now. You guys can check him out on all that social media. Crypto Boxers is coming out this summer, so you guys can check that out as well. With that in mind, we are going to have our next guest. Give me one second here. Let me clear the line here real quick. Our next guest has really started a really good, interesting fitness franchise. She currently has she's the founder of Body Groove, revolutionary dance-based fitness program, but she's also got a very interesting vision in terms of what that means as well. So hopefully I'll have her on the line momentarily.
Hello.
Are you there, Misty?
I'm here. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How's everything going?
Wonderful. I'm actually calling you from Mexico.
Well, how's it down there? It's starting to, I think the U.S. is starting to actually get into spring finally.
Yes, well, it's beautiful here. I live in the Caribbean, so it's pure heaven.
Yeah, I mean, how's the company been so far? I mean, I know it's been kind of crazy in terms of the first couple months, because this is usually your busy season. January is usually the New Year's revolution and resolution time, and people want to get into the gym and get back into better shape. And spring, you know, you got to prepare for that summer body. So how's it been for you in terms of your company over the past couple months?
It's been fantastic, actually, since Body Groove kind of went gangbusters on Facebook like 9 months ago, and it's just exploded. And seems to be that's where a really good audience of mine is, which tends to be women because women want to dance. So it's been fantastic. And, of course, since January with the New Year's resolution, you know, of course, there's always a spike in sales, you know, always. But we have a – it's funny because this whole movement and what I do and what I stand for is this whole thing about, you know, I don't want people to even be in the mindset to get ready for summer. It's what I'm helping people with and what I think is so important. It's just – it's about learning to develop a really positive relationship with yourself so that you're healthy all the time. And it's about health and not the way you look and not – it's, you know, the size of the shape of your body is how you actually feel and how you feel in your body. And that's what makes Body Group so unique and different than other programs or other fitness, you know, get fit quick, you know, schemes. And hey, you know, or whatever boot camp or whatever it is that's going to kick your butt for, you know, a short period of time and it's not sustainable. So we're a very different program.
Yeah, I mean, tell me a little bit about how you came up with the idea of Body Groove and what, you know, kind of prompted you to kind of go in that direction.
Well, it all kind of came through my own, and I think this happens with a lot of entrepreneurs, is came through my own development in my life. I started making myself throw up, and I was bulimic when I was around 14, 15 years old, and I was severely bulimic for about 16 years. And nearly killed me, and it was all for the quest of trying to be perfect and have the great body and, you know, try to look acceptable so I was deserving of love or whatever it might be. And about when I was living in Los Angeles, I was one of the top personal trainers in California, and I was working in gyms and managing fitness programs, and I was teaching every form of fitness there was, from boxing, kickboxing, you know, step, aqua, yoga, Pilates. I taught it, and I was obsessive compulsive about it, and I was teaching up to 20 classes a week. I was throwing up 3-4 times a day. I was living a complete nightmare life, and I had a really powerful awakening and a punch in the face one day with the truth, and I realized I got this all backwards and that this system doesn't work. And going into the gyms and seeing the people there, I was even noticing because I really started to pay attention. I never really paid attention before. And I paid attention to my students and what was going on with them. And I realized that they were me and I was them. And it was like, whoa, like they're suffering from the same stuff I am. We don't like our bodies. Why don't we like our bodies? And I started to ask myself all these big questions. Like, I wasn't born to not like my body. I wasn't born to hate myself. I wasn't born to count calories. I wasn't born to overexercise. I wasn't born to, you know, like, why am I so obsessed with this perfect body syndrome, whatever that might be, this illusion? And Body Groove literally just kind of came to me. It was through my own healing of my own life, and I just started to let myself dance, and I used dance as a very powerful medicine. And within a very short period of time, I had bulimia just literally left me, and my whole life changed. Everything I did changed, and it's been a beautiful, epic journey ever since. And I've literally, you know, been sponsored by the Nike Elite Athletes. They sponsored me for 7 years to travel the world and teach, and there's been a lot of people that have caught on to this concept of the way that I'm, you know, helping people reconnect with themselves through dance and have fun, but make it in a really fun, really playful, easy, simple way that anyone can do, whether you have two left feet, you don't feel coordinated, you know, we're like the perfect program for anybody that just loves to dance but can't follow and feels, you know, like I can't even do Zoom because I can't follow. We're the one that My mission is to help people get back up and start dancing because it's what we were born to do. And it's the best form of exercise you can do because you literally move your entire body at one time. It's the ultimate functional training system. And you're moving it creatively, which is even more powerful because it actually activates your creativity in another part of your brain and it makes you smarter. And it, like the health benefits of dancing that go far beyond just your physical body and staying in shape. It's like the mental, the emotional, the, you know, all of these things that benefit us so greatly. So that's kind of where it all came about. And Body Groove, literally, I was just kind of guided and inspired on how I was supposed to help people and really bring something forth that was different than what was out there. And it's been wild. It's been just awesome. Like I said, I've traveled the world 10 times teaching, and I've now got instructors. I've got a training program where we teach people how to teach this in their communities and get their communities together to dance. And so I've got a team of them. I've got about 300 facilitators in over 20 countries. And that happened in a very short period of time. That's happened over just the last 4 years. So this movement, it's literally called the World Groove Movement. Body Groove is just the at-home DBT. That's what you do at home. If you can't leave your home and you still want to dance with us, I've got at-home products, and they're called Body Groove. But the actual movement is called the World Groove Movement, where you can actually find classes, get together with people and dance. You can take workshops, go on retreats, all that kind of stuff. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, people are a little bit embarrassed about how they dance or whatever. And, you know, you can only get better from a certain standpoint as well. And I'm pretty sure, you know, that it's a very loose thing where you're not going to judge you on how well you're going to be doing. I mean, dancing is still dancing. So, I think that there's kind of that environment. Would you agree that there's kind of that environment in terms of this kind of thing with your program?
Oh, totally. It's been my greatest mountain to climb is to get people to dance, because literally, like, the fear of dancing is a global epidemic. It's not just in America or wherever. It's like everyone has a fear of dance, which is actually mind-blowingly bizarre, because we shouldn't, but we do, because we're afraid of looking stupid or we're afraid of embarrassing ourselves. And it's actually, like, literally proven, scientifically proven, that the fear of, like, public speaking, the fear of public humiliation is actually stronger than the fear of death. So people literally are terrified to death to dance. They just won't, because they're just like, I'm not a good dancer, I look stupid. And so so that's forefront of my business and getting people to move past that fear of looking stupid. And we have five basic truths that we teach on the floor, five basic, we call it like groove etiquette. And this is the fundamental is, number one, no one cares what you look like. Absolutely no one cares. And if they do, it is their problem, not yours. Second is that you are a unique individual. You should absolutely look, be, move differently than anyone else. You should never copy, because copying is boring. Third is that when you do something your own way, your right way, but your own authentic way, and you give yourself permission to actually do it your way and not try to copy or be like someone else, it's actually the right way. It's the perfect way. It's the way that you're actually supposed to do it. And then the fourth one is that no one's going to do it for you. No one's going to get happy for you. No one's going to get healthy for you. No one's going to lose those 5 pounds for you. No one's going to live your dreams for you. No one's going to rescue you. No one's coming. Like, you got to figure this shit out. Like, it's your job. You got to figure it out. Like, and the last truth that we teach is those four first things are just really good ideas until you practice them. And so the dance floor is a place where people get to practice real common sense truth. Like, no one really does care what you look like. And they don't. Everyone's so obsessed with themselves and what they're doing and what they look like and how people think of them that they're not wasting or losing their time worried about what you're doing or the way you look. But unfortunately, globally, most people restrict themselves in their lives, in their bodies, which, again, is going to restrict their health because of the fear of what someone else might think about it. It's really interesting to watch people move past that fear, which is what I get to do when I facilitate these big, huge dance parties. Is I get to watch people in the moment literally break through that fear and become free, literally liberate themselves in the moment. And it's mind-bending to watch. People start to cry. I mean, it's awesome. They're like, what the hell just happened to me? Like, right, you're being authentic. And this is what it feels like to really be authentic. And this is the thing with fitness, is they don't teach you to be creative and authentic. And, you know, it's just monkey see, monkey do. And, I just thought it was time for a revolution.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it's been interesting because, you know, the media portion of what's been going on has been interesting. We're seeing a lot of viral videos in terms of people dancing on there as well and being their authentic selves as well, and that kind of is almost encouraging as well, Yeah, I think the idea of social media and to be able to share sometimes when you're dancing has been a little bit more encouraging for people to actually try and do something a little bit different than what you'd usually do. So, I mean, have you seen that a little bit with some of the people that you've been working with?
Oh, yeah, like dance has gone viral because deep down everybody loves dance. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you like to do it or you like to watch it, like, I don't know if there's anyone that doesn't actually love dance, whatever, you know, form from hip hop to whatever. And ultimately, deep down, when someone sees someone dancing like that, like you said, it kind of gives you permission. Like you see someone that's just putting it out there and it's like, hey, this is the way I do it. This is me. This is, and that is really inspiring and really helpful for other people to go, you're right, like, hey, this guy might even look ridiculous, but you know what? No one actually really cares. Like, go get it, man. Like, and the thing that's so cool about it, like going back, like this thing about dancing that people might be afraid of, it's like, if you go into your own logics, we dance before we walk. We literally, you put music on with babies, and these videos you see are viral everywhere on social media, babies dancing. No one taught them how to dance. No one, you can't stop them. You just put music on with little babies, and they'll dance. They dance before they walk. We all danced before we walked, and we've lost sight of that. And it really is the most natural form of movement, is to let your body just freaking groove to music. And it's really awesome when you allow that. And, you know, some people have to go to get a couple drinks, you know, and loosen themselves up a bit to feel like they can do that. And that happens all the time. But to be able to just do that and set yourself free and dance your heart out, it's powerful. It's awesome.
You know, and, you know, we're talking about, you know, a little bit about how you got into this. And you talked about really me, and obviously the idea that now, you know, there's so much media that's out there, the negative portion of that, you know, being that, you know, there's pressure early on, I think, in the decade, even before then, there was a press to be a certain shape or a certain thing or whatever. But nowadays, we're seeing that kind of turnaround in terms of what, you know, is perceived as healthy, what's perceived as you know, there is no necessarily a perfect body type as long as you are healthy. As well, I mean, what's been your perception in terms of that? And was that part of the problems that you've had when you were younger and you had the problems of bulimia?
Oh, yeah. I think things are starting to shift. I think it's good that we're on the cusp of things evolving. And I think it's also because younger people, you know, too, are just, they're not putting up with the same status kind of bullcrap that we bought into when we were younger, which was, you know, we didn't really know any different. And you we're not taught when we're younger, we're not taught in school how to deal with our feelings about, you know, not feeling adequate or if our bodies aren't good. And that we learn about what a good body is by the fashion magazines. And I remember when I was, you know, 14, part of the catalyst was I started watching MTV. And I started comparing myself to the people I was seeing. And I didn't look like that. And so there was clearly something wrong with me. Now, there wasn't. But when you're at that age and that mindset, like, you know, you're really young. You don't understand that. You don't know how to process that. You don't have the information. No one, you know, talk to you. You're lucky if you've had someone in your life that can help you through this, you know, time of what you're looking at, what it is, what it means. But we don't have that. But I think nowadays, you know, it's kind of been exposed that a lot of the media out there is airbrushed. It's fake. It's not real. This isn't really what people look like. Like, you can turn a photo into anything. And this isn't really what people look like. And that you're right, that they're all sizes and shapes. And there's lots of campaigns out there from Dove and all these other ones to help promote a healthier, positive body image for women that aren't, you know, model thin and, you know, that look like a perfect sports person with six-pack abs and stuff like that. You know, we're seeing a lot more of that, which is, you know, finally it's about time that the voice is out there for people that struggle to try to be that perfect body. And I know lots of people that have wasted a lot of time in the pursuit of trying to make that perfect body. And it's been, I mean, I don't know what your experience is. You're a woman too. So, you know, you could shed some light on that's just what I've experienced, but you may have a different experience.
I will correct you in one point that I'm a guy, I'm not a girl.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
And that's okay. I get that all the time. Don't worry about it.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, you have a great voice, so whatever it is, hey, it's great.
Yeah.
While you're on the radio.
Don't worry, I get that all the time. But
wow.
But yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you got to find your own little group, you know, in order to be able to figure that out, you know, as well. And it's like dance, you know, you got to find your own little groove. I mean, you know, you can't, there's no wrong way to necessarily dance is what you were saying earlier. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing too. How has it been for you to kind of help some of these, you know, I'm pretty sure you've helped some of these, these younger ladies that are growing up, these girls that are going through that process of trying to discover what their true selves are at the moment. And, you know, how's it been for you to kind of help some of them, you know, and kind of look back and see how, you know, you were helping them where you may have not have had that help earlier on in when you were their age?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. It's been part of the greatest joy of my work. Like, yeah, I get to dance and, you know, throw dance parties and stuff. But when I get to go to universities and I get to speak with young women who are really going through it at that time, really, you know, just dealing with, they don't even know who they are yet. And to give them this kind of information and to see them understand it and get it and be able to implement it into their life and go, wow, like I really should. I wasn't born to not like me. Why is it that I don't like me? And even with younger kids, but I have found my strongest voice is with, you know, women that are a little bit older, women that forgot, women that, you know, they just got lost in their life. They became moms. They loved to dance when they were younger, but then they became a mom. They didn't have time. You know, they just lost sight of themselves. They lost themselves in their life with their careers and their, you know, and all of that. And they just, what I've found is this massive demographic of women that are a little older that are like, no, it's time for me now. Like, it's time that I want to connect with myself. I want to feel what it feels like to feel good in my body. I want to feel what it feels like to dance again, you know, and really set myself free. And so, you know, like, obviously my program attracts mostly women. We do attract men as well because it's for everybody, kids, men, everybody. But what I found is women really give themselves more permission than a man would typically, just because the social structures of men and women and looking stupid in public and being weak and all of that plays a big role into it as well. But for women, we really, like, if women are given permission to dance and they're given the space, like, they're going to dance. Like, it's awesome. And so it's been really beautiful for me to watch women to reconnect them with themselves after they've kind of gone, wow, I don't even know what I am anymore. I've been a mom now. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I don't even know this body that I'm in anymore. And so it's really like the deeper part of the work that I do. The dance experience is just a fun party, but the message behind it all is really, truly a lot deeper and a lot more meaningful. And it's beautiful to see women, well, everyone, basically, I see it happen in men as well, to really reconnect with themselves through dance. And not in a weird, airy-fairy, like, you know, foofy, because I'm a really practical, down-to-earth kind of cat, and that's just how I am, and it's got to be that way. But that's why I made a dance program that's just practical and simple and, you know, straightforward. Hey, let's walk. And that's really what the program is. We just walk around the room together, but you start to do it your own way, and you put your own style on it, you put your own flavor, and you get to do it any direction and any kind of way you want to do it, but everyone's doing it together. And when you see that happen and people feel comfortable and safe, and then they feel safe to express themselves and they start giving themselves permission, wow, it truly is it's a magical thing. So what about you with dance? Do you like to dance?
Yeah, I did really a lot when I was younger. I haven't been out for a while. I did some break dancing back in the day. So, that's been a while ago. I haven't been out to, any clubs or anything like that to go out and dance. So, you know, I'll bust the occasional move at karaoke, but that's about it. So
you don't get your groove on at your house, put your favorite tunes on.
I don't. Another question I had to you, I mean, is that, you know, you said that you've done you've done this all over the world as well. I mean, you know, what are some of the similarities and some of the differences that you've seen between, you know, some of the more international, some of the countries that you've been to and the United States? I mean, are you seeing some similarities? Are you seeing some differences?
You mean as far as fitness goes or dance goes or?
You know, either or.
Yeah, because it's a lot of, in Europe, it's combined. They have big conferences that are dance and fitness, and they put them all together. But, you know, that's a really good question. It's really interesting just from my own personal, what I get to witness teaching dance in all these different countries and breaking past cultures and the reasons why people don't dance, and then what countries actually, like, really will let themselves dance. Like, it's been fascinating to go from Canada. The moment I went to Canada, they loved it. They, like, from the get-go, didn't really have to give much permission. People were ready and willing to dance. I come to America, where I'm from, and I lived in L.A. as one of the top trainers. But the moment I asked people to do something their own way, they couldn't do it. They wanted to follow. So it was interesting when you learn about the cultures and how that plays into you. So it's like, no, they wanted me to create something that they could just follow. And I was like, wow, that's it. They don't. And I thought that was very interesting. I go to Germany, and it's like,
yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, for me, I mean, personally, one of my big things is I hate line dancing. I absolutely hate it. There's just no creativity in line dancing for me. So I'm, you know, I'm better off freestyling. So I will say that, you know. But some people are more comfortable with the line dancing thing. But, you know, it's just not my thing. So, yeah, it's interesting, you know, that there is some people that just want uniformity. But then, you know, it's just interesting, to say the least, you know, how people are. I mean, I don't know if it's different in any terms of the United States as a whole. Maybe we get a little bit more different dancing from the East Coast than we do the West Coast. So, you know, that was kind of interesting, to say the least. I was just curious to see what kind of groove that everybody else has in terms of it. I mean, there's been all sorts of different kinds of dancing, depending on what region you're originally from too. So I'm pretty sure it's been interesting for you to kind of pick up some things from the other countries as well. Are you still there? Mia lost her.
Hello.
She'll be calling back. Are you there? Yeah, I think we lost her. I think she'll be calling back in. Hopefully. It's been interesting, to say the least. So, it's interesting to be able to hear a little bit about what's been going on worldwide and all that as well. So here we go. I think she's calling back in.
Yeah.
Are you there, Misty?
You got me? Okay. Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry.
Yeah. I was mentioning that the fact that, you know, obviously maybe you are obviously with a program like this, you can evolve a little bit and, evolve the program a little bit. And you know, obviously with other, being able to visit other countries, there's always, you know, always that fact that you could always find something that you could always add in terms of your touring and all that as well. And maybe you're learning some stuff from the students as well.
Oh, it's nonstop, and it's now I've turned the students into helping me find music, and so that's what's also cool is when you, like, part of the groove dance for the groove when you come to a live class or even the home videos, is the music is all across the board. It's all genres, all styles, all countries, all, like, we dance to everything from Bhangra to hip-hop to blues to swing to trance to lyrical. Like, you go on a musical journey when you're in one of the classes. And what's cool is, like you said, I've been able to collect music that you would never, ever hear around the world, and we use that music on the dance floor. And it is one thing that's, like, when anyone ever has one of my experiences, the first thing they're like, playlist. Gotta have the playlist, because the music is epic. It's so fantastic. Because it has to be epic, because it's music that makes you want to dance. So it's a powerful tool, very powerful tool.
Yeah, I'll have to admit that some of the tracks nowadays, it doesn't give me as worked up as, you know, some of the ones, like, you know, when I grew up or whatever. So it's like it's that crazy thing, you know, that you have to kind of find the right groove or whatever for different people and all that as well. So, I kind of miss going out to clubs and dancing a little bit, but you know, it's been a while, so I may have to. May have to do that next time I get some chance to go out. I mean, here in Vegas, there's plenty of dance clubs, nightclubs out here that people go to as well. So maybe I'll have to groove in there a little bit at some point.
What's that? I'm sorry. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
I was going to say, is there anything that you want to promote right now?
Well, my latest at-home Body Groove DVDs were just released, called Dance Your Heart Out, and they're available on bodygroove.com. And if anyone just really wants to get their groove on, they can go to the worldgroovemovement.com, and they can find, we have a class finder there. You can find a local class, hopefully in your area, and get your groove on with a bunch of other cool people. And that's about it. You can find us on all our social media channels through Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to just connect with me and know more about me, and I offer other things for myself that I use to help my students. I do meditations and other things. So I have other resources and tools if anyone is out there that's interested in, you know, that they're suffering from any type of eating disorder or any type of, you know, body dysmorphia disorder or anything like that, where they might want a little hand in that, then they can find me personally at mistytripoli.com.
You know, any idea? Do you think you want to do an app eventually?
Actually, yeah, we're working on an app, absolutely, because people are like, we need the app. And we actually developed the app, but then after it was finished, iTunes, to get it passed through iTunes, because we use music and music is a huge part of it, they would end up taking all of it. We wouldn't be able to survive. They would take all the profits. So we have to redesign how we're going to communicate with the public through an app and figure it out again. But yes, the app will definitely be coming. We've developed it, but now we have to redevelop it.
Well, once that launches, we got to get you back on to talk a little bit about that as well. I mean, it just sounds like, you know, you have a really good time. It sounds like you're really, you know, bringing a lot of people along for the ride to be able to get in shape and get them motivated once again. So it's great to be able to hear that as well. And, you know, best of luck to you coming up in the new year. And like I said, once that app launches, let me know. We'll get you back on.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the opportunity. Great to talk to
you. Yeah, enjoy your rest of your time in Mexico.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, Misty.
All right, take care.
Yep. That was Misty Tripoli, everybody. You guys should check out Body Groove and the, you know, World Body Movement or whatever on all the social media platforms as well. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Probably not going to have a show next week. Maybe not. I know the week after I'm going to try to get one of our favorite guests, Eddie Money, back on here, because he has a new reality show coming up in April on Access TV. And, you know, there's a – so I'm really interested in talking a little bit about that as well. We've really made some really, really cool things go on whenever he's on the show. So I'm going to try to get Eddie Money back on, you know, probably 2 weeks from today. So please be on the lookout for that as well. I guess I got a bunch of other people that are probably wanting to come on as well. Maybe I'll get a couple people from Access TV on here to kind of do that as well. I've got really good relationships with the guys over at Access. So just want to, I probably won't have a show next week, but I will have the one the following. Quite possibly. I will have to see. Because I'm driving to something on Sunday, so I may need to sleep in a little bit. But I'm going to try to get something done 2 weeks from today. So no show next week. Look for 2 weeks from today. We are shifting up to 1:30 Pacific just because if something happens with my work, other work, then I can always do a show here on Monday. So we are shifting the time from 1 o'clock to 1:30. So just kind of a note from now on, we're going to be doing that as well. You guys can check us out on Twitter at SWIV, at SWIV. Of course, that's short for Somewhere in Vegas. And Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook as well. You guys check us out there. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Hopefully we're going to have Eddie Money on. I'm fingers crossed that we get him on. Talk about his new reality show. And like I said, we'll have updates. Go to our social media. We'll have an update on what's going on as well. You can check out old episodes of the show on blogtalkradio.com/somewhereinvegas. With that in mind, and also subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and all the places where you can possibly subscribe as well. So make sure you check that out as well. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks here on Somewhere in Vegas. I'm out.